This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
North Korea said on Monday that it will restore severed inter-Korean hotlines starting Monday, but urged South Korea to step up efforts to improve relations. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness last week to reactivate the hotlines, which North Korea cut off in early August in protest against joint South Korea-U.S. military exercises, just days after reopening them for the first time in a year. The official KCNA news agency said the lines will be reconnected on Monday at 9 a.m., but called for Seoul to fulfill its task to recover strained cross-border ties without elaborating. Kim had urged South Korea to abandon its double standards and delusion over the North's self-defensive military activities while developing its own weapons. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts, and other assets for the past quarter century. The findings are based on a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 different firms located around the world. The report released Sunday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists is dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and the corrupt and how they have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. Facebook prematurely turned off safeguards designed to thwart misinformation and rabble-rousing after Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in last year's elections in a money-making move that a company whistleblower alleges contributed to the deadly January 6 invasion of the U.S. Capitol. The whistleblower, former Facebook product manager Francis Hagan, also asserted during an exclusive